It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday the 13th. I'm David Brancaccio. South by Southwest might be a festival of rock, movie, and technology stars, but Austin, Texas also had a visit from a politician who wants to be a tech star. It's the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, Cory Booker, who spoke at a hackathon put together by some of Lady Gaga's social media people. Marketplace Tech producer Ben Johnson was on hand and spoke with the mayor. Ben, why was he there?
The same reason as just about everyone else in this town over the last 4 days.
What's that?
He's launching a startup.
Of course he is. And what, it's a new way to do web video or something?
Yeah, the company's called Waywire. He's listed as a co-founder. The mayor told me he wants to, quote, disrupt a media oligarchy and help regular people create content, especially video content, which can also be searched easily.
There's a huge surge in America in video consumption. But the problem with these massive utilities like YouTube is that it's very hard to discover the video that you really need. So when I started realizing things like Pandora was creating algorithms that better brought music that I really enjoyed, and I saw that I was following people on Facebook and Twitter that were trusted sources, we said, wait a minute, why isn't there something like this for video?
Of course, there are other video sites in this vein, but it never hurts to have the charismatic mayor of Newark on your side. Booker is also noted for tweeting all the time and painstakingly documenting his adventures to the point that he gets criticized for oversharing, right?
It's true. He is a prolific tweeter. I asked the mayor if his staff ever worries he shares too much.
Are you kidding me? I get yelled at all the time. I really, and I think I advise this to people in like the office all the time, to be authentic. So if you're up at 2 o'clock in the morning and you're thinking something, you know, consider sharing it with people. If you have a silly, I have corny jokes because Cory and corny are one letter apart, I put them out there, you know, because in many ways, let's stop putting our politicians up on a pedestal and start realizing they're human beings just like us. They have insomnia. They drink too much caffeine. They get frustrated sometimes.
Booker sees it as a powerful way to connect government to constituents and to find out from people in Newark what needs to be fixed. He did emphasize tech companies need to work on more diversity, more women and more people of color, and that investors need to work on supporting diverse enterprises. But he thinks that tech advances are a good thing.
That network that ties us together is getting more rapid. Those connections now can be made that cross geography, race, religion. This is an exciting time for humanity. And if truly humanity's calling is to not just innovate and change, but to make positive change, to lift the quality of life, to serve each other, if this is the truth of humanity, then technology, this is a good era.
Newark, New Jersey Mayor Cory Booker, who may run for U.S. Senate, speaking to Marketplace Tech producer Ben Johnson at South by Southwest in Austin.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Reputation.com, whose Reputation Defender service is designed to help businesses and professionals improve their search results. Learn more at 1-800-REPUTATION.
And researchers have been playing with Facebook to see if they can figure out personal traits based on what people prefer online. Turns out the algorithm predicted gender very well. Same with Democrat versus Republican, gay or straight. And smart people, according to the research, tended to like science, curly fries, and the Colbert Report. Researchers allow you to try this at home. You link their algorithm to your Facebook profile. The analysis of mine said I was shy and reserved, calm and relaxed, and well-organized, 0 for 5. There's a link to this at marketplacetech.org. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's today's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.